I should be joined by Dan and Chris. They are the Lads That Lunch podcast. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Well, you're very chirpy this morning, both of you.
lots of tea and coffee.
Absolutely.
Now, I was gonna try and go for a pronunciation. My pronunciation is rubbish, so I can say Chris Halls. I would have got that bit. But Dan, can you pronounce your surname? Because I was gonna give it a go, and I didn't want to get it wrong.
Yeah, you're not the first. You're not the first, Michelle. No, it's Dan Cernick. It's not as bad as what it sounds. I've had Sir Heinick, Sir Hoonick, and everything else when I go to the doctors and the dentist. But no, it's just Cernick.
Oh, right, because I would have said Sir Hoonick. That's what I would have done. Yeah, I should have checked that before I spoke to you. Now, guys, let's talk about...
I've been with Dan since I was four, and I still can't spell it, so...
Oh, right. So just say, just before we talk about the podcast, have you guys known each other then, obviously, since you were kids? Like little babies?
Yeah. We went to preschool together, we went to primary school together, and we've kind of just grown up as best friends, really. So yeah, long time. I won't tell you how old we are, but we've known each other a very long time.
I'm telling you now, I've got them on Zoom call. I reckon they're in their very early 20s.
You're a kind lady.
I am. Thank you. So Lads That Lunch podcast, tell us about it and why you set it up.
Well, we wanted to set it up. Chris come to me. Obviously, like we said, we've been friends for quite a long time. And we've both had our mental health struggles in totally different ways, two completely different ways. Me with anxiety and Chris, he'll share with you in a bit about his. Chris came to me and he said, do you fancy doing a podcast about mental health? And I said, it was an absolutely fantastic thing to do. So how it all started really was we used to meet up on a Thursday, and that's when the Lads at Lunch podcast does actually go out. But on a Thursday, we used to meet up just as friends and, you know, go for a coffee. And sometimes we used to head over for a bit of pie and mash. And it became a thing that we used to text our wives and we used to send photos of us having pie and mash. And they would go and just to wind them up because they were at work and we were out having pie and mash. We messaged them the photos, and my wife actually come back and said, "Cool, look at you. You're the Lads at Lunch." And then as soon as she said that, that was the name for the podcast. We're set up for men's mental health and just getting the word out there, really, and sharing our own experiences and talking about mental health in general, isn't it right?
Absolutely. We share life. We're not experts. We're not trained in mental health kind of provision, but we're people that have journeyed through lives in different directions and have our different struggles, and we feel that that's so important that we share that, that we put men's mental health in particular on the table, and it's a great outlet for us. And the feedback that we're getting, it's becoming a great outlet for many others out there as well.
Do you think it's different for men of a certain, I'm not going to say old, but a certain age, maybe in their 20s or maybe their 30s upwards? Because nowadays you've got quite a lot of help at school, which probably wasn't there when we were at school. So do you think there's kind of a bit of a lost generation that still has a bit of a stigma with mental health?
100%, 100%, and particularly with men, we've been brought up, in particular our generation, and generations before us as well, is that you get on, you just keep on keeping on, and the glass, you know, you just got to get through each day, and every day you got, you know, smile, and just everything's fine. But I think there's a massive gap in kind of awareness, in the want to talk about it, and that's what we're all about. We want to encourage men to share how they're feeling and realizing it's okay not to be okay. And to find support networks out there that can help you and advise other people as well. So there's a massive gap, and I think it's a societal thing, but hopefully with more awareness, more people talking about it, that can begin to change.
So is it, people think, or mental health, they think, oh no, that might be a bit on the downside. Is it something when they listen in, you cover everything, and some of it is quite funny, some of it won't be, but you've got a real big mixture there, so it isn't too heavy?
No, it isn't too heavy, and we actually, we're massive football fans, and we support some absolutely terrible teams. I'm an Everton fan, and Chris is a Newcastle fan, so we're not gifted too much on the football front. But we started the podcast off with football, and like I said, we've gone into our own personal stories. Chris has a child with autism, so we went in, we've done a podcast about that and how it's affected Chris and how he deals with it. We went into my story of anxiety, but what we tried to do is, if we go into deep into those stories, we tried to, you know, add a little bit of the next week, maybe going to something a little bit lighter. I mean, for instance, we're in the studio today to record our next podcast, and it's on international football. So it's all about the heartache we've experienced of England, what mental pressures players receive, you know, only from the media and supporters, because it's a little bit like, you know, only the last game counts. Forget that they've got to the semi-final and the final of the last two tournaments, you know, and how it affects and how much pressure and puts on players and mental effects it has on them. So we've done a wide range of stuff. We've done ones on music, everything that helps us.
Yeah, exercise.
Exercise. We do it, anything we like to cover. And if anybody does have any feedback for us or wants a certain subject for us to cover, well, please do get in touch with us. But yeah, we do like to cover. We're not all doom and gloom. Yeah. We're positive here, as you can tell with our voices this morning at this time. So we do like to have a laugh as well. So it's a really good listen.
And also, you're very lucky it's not called the pie and mash hour, because obviously this is when your wives used to sort of see all the pictures. So lads at lunch, it could have been the pie and mash boys.
It was very close. The double-double, I'd have called it, I reckon.
So guys, if people want to get involved, I mean, obviously this goes out live, but it will go up on our website. And if people want to get involved, or maybe they're from an organisation, they can always get in contact with you to maybe come on the show. You're looking for maybe people with a personal experience or people or experts in different fields as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to hear from people, because we want it to be as interactive as possible. We want it to reach out to people. And as we said, we're not experts. So if there are experts out there, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you on. In fact, last week, it's going out today. We recorded it last week, but it goes out today. We had an ex-army officer come in and talk to us about PTSD and share his story and how he's journeyed through that. And obviously, we've got no experience of that. And he has. So he came in and we interviewed him, and it was an incredible listen. So if anyone does want to get in touch with us, that would be absolutely amazing. Or, you know, even just drop us a question that you'd like us to cover in the podcast. You can find us on Facebook at Lads at Lunch. We're on Twitter at Lads at Lunch 22. And we're on Instagram at Lads at Lunch Podcast as well. So find us on there. And we also have an email address that you can get in touch with.
Yes, we have an email address. And that is the Lads at Lunch Podcast at gmail.com. So like Chris just said, anything you want us to cover, any questions you want to ask us, we'll be pleased to have you on the podcast. And, you know, mental health, it is a big thing to talk about. And some people don't like their names attached to things, but you can be absolutely anonymous. If I've said that correctly.
Anonymous.
You don't need, we respect people's privacy, and we will not mention if they do want to, you know, because some people don't want to get in touch because some people don't want people to know that. You know,
that's their struggles.
So we're completely, you know, you can be completely anonymous and get in touch with us, and we'll feature you on the podcast.
Excellent. So there we go. That is the Lads at Lunch podcast. Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for having us on. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Very much.